kinds of topics. You have all kinds of topics out there that you just take head on and deal with them.
And they're on our website, yes. goyard2014.org, and that's Dr. Angel Falzone, PhD, licensed mental health counselor, and me, every Thursday night. And you can call in, you can text in with your questions. Goyard2014.org is our website, and we got tons of shows there. We hit all kinds of topics, domestic violence, all kinds of things. There's so much I can't even begin to tell you. But I do want to tell you right now that it's time for Station ID right here on TantalkNetwork.com. And we're glad you're listening to Living the Good Life today. All right. Welcome back. This is Living the Good Life. And we are Beacon of Hope Ministries. And I am Pastor Marcia McAllister. And along with me today, two of our radio team members. We love our radio team. They herald from different parts of the nation. And Nan and Betty are on today, and we are talking about getting answers to our prayers. We're talking about inheriting the promises. We've been in a, 14-week series, Promises, Precious Promises. Betty, has this been a blessing to you? Because this series has been one of my favorite to teach, and had no idea it was going to go 14 weeks when I began it. 14 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's been probably one of the most learning shows that we have done, and we've done quite a few shows together. But I think that it's driving us to understand what God's promises are to us, that they just weren't available to Jacob. They're available to all of us today. Promises that were written 2,000 years ago are still available to us today.
Amen.
They're still alive today. They still give us hope. They give us faith, just like they did to Jacob. It just amazes me the things that they went through that are similar to what some of the things that we go through on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
And it's so revelation to be able to know the promises. And I think it took that long for you to be able to cover everything that God wanted you to do regarding his promises, is for people to hold on to those promises and believe so that they can receive.
And we really encourage you to go back into these podcasts and listen to these shows, because or the Facebook posts, because and the Facebook posts, what we try to do is bring it down to your ordinary, into your daily life, and make it personal for you. Apply it to your life on the Facebook post. And the radio time, we have 2 hours. Facebook, we have 15 minutes. So there's a big difference, isn't there, Betty, of what we're trying to accomplish. You want to talk about that a moment?
Well, we had talked about this months ago about the Facebook posts are snippets.
Right.
They are just quick references to understand the things that we go through on a daily basis, that we ought to be, we look forward to being relieved of the problems that we're having. And because of that, we have the promises and provisions that are available to us when we are standing in the midst, or we're standing in the open and asking God, God, where are you in all of this?
Right.
The show is an extenuation of the Facebook post because they're you're teaching on Wednesday night. You come in and reemphasize and reiterate, you know, the same thing on Sunday.
Yeah.
But then there are the personal influxes of information that come in that magnify everything that God has given us through personal experiences.
Right.
And I think it's so much needed today with everything that goes on. I mean, if you turn on the news, or you even open your front door and you see all of the things that are going on, and you shut the door and you think, okay, Lord, I'm going to take a breath, because I know that this is affecting somebody in my life or my family, or, you know, whomever, that you promise us that you're never going to leave us nor forsake
us.
And that's what the Facebook posts do. That's what these Living the Good Life does, is giving you hope.
Amen.
Giving you hope for tomorrow, that, you know, you're reaching out and touching people's lives right where they are. And it means so much to me.
Amen.
To be able to have that available to me, because we live in a kind of geographical area where we don't have the fire of the Holy Spirit reviving us yet, but, you know, I'm looking forward to revival in this area. I'm looking for revival in Florida, all over the continental
Amen.
United States, that God is going to do something, and he's, time is short. We gotta keep going and re-energize as much as we can through God's word, through the Facebook post, and through the Sunday afternoon shows.
Amen. Amen. So we encourage you to make use of these shows. Go back and listen to things you've missed. And it's the easiest way is on our website, www.bohmglobal.com. Go to the tab for radio broadcasts. And also, you can do that here on this station, tantalknetwork.com. Go to podcasts and then Living the Good Life. We also want to mention our prayer line that is available for anyone, 24/7, 365. The address, email address is prayers@bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So prayers@bohmglobal.com. Send your prayer requests in. Betty, Pastor Jim, my associate, and Shell, one of them will pick up your prayer requests and send it out to the prayer team. If you want to be a member of the prayer team, you can do that by sending an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com. There you go. And that's what's going on here. So it's a joy to be able to talk about God's word freely on the air week after week. We love it. Today we're talking about getting answers to your prayers. A big part of that is believing. And we are going to, let's do this song by the Katinas, Believe.
If you choose to believe.
Choose to believe. Believe. That's what it's all about. You got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, that he came to this earth over 2,000 years ago. He died on a cross for our sins and sicknesses, that God raised Jesus from the dead, and that he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us, his children. That's what it's all about. And we're going to talk more about that believing in a moment. Ann's got a poem that God has given her, and we want to hear that right now.
I am learning so much on this day. I will apply it to my life. I will trust you, Heavenly Father, that you will free me from my strife. I believe that all things are working together for my good. I will trust that you're in control, and I will do as I should. I will praise your name right now and believe that you are in control. I know that I will be okay, Father, and I know that I will become whole. I'm believing that it will all be okay. I will believe despite what I see. I want to share this with others. That will be my heartfelt ministry. And I thought that was interesting.
I like that.
At the end where he inspired, that will be my heartfelt ministry.
Yeah.
You know, people, they're ministers out there.
Yes.
You know, it the ministry goes on, not just in a pulpit, but it goes on in our lives. And
absolutely.
And, you know, we can share. You know, I love to share with people, and you do too, and Betty does too. You know, when God is doing something in our life, when God is teaching us something, when God is making the way, when there seems to be no way.
Right.
When you don't know how it's going to work mm-hmm. out, but you know it's going to work out. You can trust him because he is in control. And
right.
back to that thing, we need to have faith. We need to trust, and it will be okay. And then we can share with others. You know, there's different things in my life. I journal.
Yeah.
The three of us, I think, all journal. I journal. And I journaled one thing I felt like I was supposed to do, and I wrote down every major obstacle I've had in my life,
wow.
be it legal, be it physical surgeries, all this stuff
yeah.
that I listed out. I'm like, wow, I didn't realize so much stuff when you get all together. But you know
sure.
what? I can minister to the woman who's putting up with abuse.
Right.
I can minister to someone who
very good.
Could have cancer.
Right.
Because I had had something happen with me one time. I don't think I ever shared with you. But, you know, not on purpose. It just had slipped my mind. That's why making that list was so important to me.
That's cool.
You know, and
I, like
and
that
I
idea.
Can share.
Yes.
I can look back. I can share. And we all have a story.
Right.
And that's what God wants us to minister to people around us with the story he's given us.
Amen.
All three of us have had different types of things happen. God was in control. God moved. We trusted. He moved. It was done. Now we can share that with other people. And that's what we need to be doing. Ministering for him. Ministering for him
Amen.
Out there in our lives. The people that you can touch, I maybe can't necessarily touch because they're not in my life.
Right.
Betty can touch people that's not in my life. And
right.
we all have a story to share. And I just really encourage people, share their story. Be ministers for God out there in the world.
Fantastic. And that is right on. And really, that's it right here. Jacob's story, Abraham's story, Isaac's story are written down for us to see the struggles, but the victories that they went through. That's really a good point. Some of you right now may need some specific prayer. We will pray specifically towards the end of this show. If you want to use our 24/7, 365 text line, it comes directly to my phone, always 24/7, 365. That text number is easy. Write it down. It is 727. That's our area code here. 888-4171. 727-888-4171. If you want to send in a prayer request and have us pray for you directly on the air today, you can say anonymous. You can put your first name, whatever you want to do. It doesn't matter. 727-888-4171. And when we're going through these struggles, like Jacob, these 20 years, and then he comes out of this situation and he begins to see God in a new and fresh way, that's the goal of our shows and the goal of the new series we're going to begin 2 weeks from today is seeing God in a fresh, new way, in a way that maybe perhaps you've never seen him before, getting to know him. Like you've never known him before is the goal in this new series. Talk to us, Betty. And I'm not telling you the name of it yet.
Gee, thanks.
Okay.
one of the things that I know when you sent through our scripture sources for the show for Sunday is that I'm going through a change in my life. It was reading in Genesis 35 about how you have to give up your idols and your gods. They had to, because God told them to. Well, God told me about a week ago I had to give up one of mine. And it wasn't necessarily an idol to me, but it was to God, because I gave more attention to this idol than I had was giving to the Lord.
Right.
And I said, okay, Lord, if I make this change, how is it going to, did I, whatever I did that have an effect? If I make this change, who's going to continue on in my place? And he instructed me through that, the scripture that you gave in Hebrews, is that I did make a difference. I did make a change. And that's where I think the audience has to realize, is that they don't think that they're worthy enough, or they don't think that they have the faith or the hope to get through what they're going through. Is I encourage you to, as we're going to talk about here in a few minutes, is these scriptures in Hebrews, is that you are precious to Him. You are making a difference in your workplace, in the church where you are, or whatever ministry that you have.
Amen.
Whether you work at a bookstore, you're a realtor. You work in a restaurant. If you work behind a bar, or if you're a hairdresser, whatever it is, God has you there for a reason, for a season, and you have to remain patient, remain steadfast, and know that God is going to work through you, as Jacob did. He stood and he stood and he stood, continuing to worship his God, who was leading him and directing him.
Right.
And it's so important that we don't give up.
Yes.
We keep standing and believing and praising God. And I know I've praised God because I love to pray. But the one thing I've shifted from the constant, I don't want to say it that way because that sounds kind of mean, but I've started praising more.
Right.
I mean, I pray too, but I thank God before I even ask for whatever it is I thank Him for it. And that's what our audience needs to start doing, is thanking Him, praising Him, and giving Him the glory that He so deserves in all situations, not just some, not just little itty-bitty ones, not the big ones, all things.
Well,
we can do all things through Christ.
Amen. And I like the way Graham Cook, one of my favorite authors, depicts that. And he calls it a celebration sandwich. You know, you start out with celebrating who God is and how powerful He is. And then you put your request in the middle, like it's that white cream in the Oreo cookie, you know. And then you get the other side of that Oreo cookie, which is praising Him before you see the answer. So you celebrate, you start off by celebrating Him. That's the top of that Oreo cookie, and for who He is and what He's doing, what He's going to do. The middle, you put your request there before Him, and at the end, you praise Him for the answer before you see it. And let's look at Hebrews 6, verse 10. I'm in the NIV. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them. That's for someone out there. I receive it for myself. For all of you that have been in ministry and active, that's for you, Nan, for you, Betty, Megan, all of them out here. We want each of you to show the same diligence to the very end in order to make your hope sure. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. I got to tell you why we're here in Hebrews 10 today, because I woke up yesterday morning tired from my trip, of course, but with an expectancy for the show, knowing God wanted to do something. And I kept hearing this phrase in my mind, and I wasn't sure where it was. I thought it was in Hebrews, and God kept saying to me, it's through faith and patience that you're going to inherit these promises. And that is verse 12, Hebrews 6, 12. It's so powerful to me personally that there's two ingredients here. Faith, which we've been playing songs about that today. We've been talking about patience all through this show, faith and patience. We don't want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Talk to us, Nan.
Well, we have to be mindful of how we spend our days. Are we going to spend our days having faith and patience, or are we just going to kind of forget about those things and go about and do other things in life and kind of not stay focused on that? And, you know, one thing I want to share, we were talking about idols and things like that, and I didn't realize how badly I was addicted to TV. Not that I watch bad TV, but I just watch, I have my DVR set, and I take my favorite programs, Love Boat and things like that. And the Lord spoke to me kind of, and he said, I want you to go 30 days, no secular TV.
Wow.
Only go Christian broadcasting.
Wow.
And I mean, I'm almost in tears. It has been such a faith builder. Didn't
Amen.
Realize there was so much stuff out there,
Amen.
You know? And that's what we need to focus on,
uh-huh.
those things. That's
building
how
our faith.
That's how our, you know, it was interesting. There's a book, I forgot the author, but it's titled Goliath Must Fall.
Mm.
And they were giving it away if you donated a certain amount of money. Well, I went down to Barnes & Noble and bought it, and Goliath Must Fall. And that talks about the things in our lives. And we need to move forward in faith, and sometimes we may have to leave some things behind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to have to leave some things behind.
Sometimes we have to, absolutely.
We have to.
In the Message Bible, verse 12 of Hebrews 6 says this, don't drag your feet. Be like those who stay the course with committed faith and then get everything promised to them. And in the, I looked it up in the Amplified Bible today, that whole little section with committed faith, and it says this, through faith, by their leaning of the entire personality on God in Christ, in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness. Whoa, I love
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Talk to us, Betty. Mm.
Well, it's just like what I was talking about at the first of this second hour, is that God wants us to strip down and start running. He wants us to, and it's in that, it's to get rid of the spiritual fat, no extra spiritual fat, no parasitic sins. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished the race that we're in.
Yeah.
Because, again, it's not giving up. It's staying the course.
Right.
Staying in his light. Staying away from the darkness. Not listening to positive influence in your life, which you can get through the Word of God. I have thoroughly enjoyed what Nan has been posting on Facebook through different authors and different ministers of the Word of God. And, I mean, some of it just hits you right smack dab
mm-hmm.
in the face.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay, Lord, thank you for that Word, because it may not minister to some, but it may minister just to one. And if just one is reached through what she is doing, God
Amen.
Is getting all the glory for
yes.
that.
Yes, amen.
That's why we can't lose sight, Pastor and Nan.
Right.
We have to keep going. We have to put our sight. We've got to keep steady. I forget that scripture Pastor Marcia always said about keeping your face like flint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keep strong and not give up. And that's why we need to tell the listeners, I know you may be going through a struggle. You may be going through whatever waters that are rough right now. Is don't lose hope.
Right.
Keep your eyes on Jesus and know that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. And it's so, you know, every struggle he has a promise for.
Amen.
Everything that we go through, there is something in this book that will help you get through it and will help and give you faith and hope.
Absolutely.
And I thank God for his Word every day.
Oh, amen. I've got to read this again in the Message Bible and then also the Amplified right here. It's Hebrews 6:12. I want each of you Wait a minute. Let's start with don't drag, verse 12. Don't drag your feet. Be like those who stay the course with committed faith and then get everything promised to them. And the Amplified Bible, through faith, by this leaning of the entire personality on God in Christ in absolute trust and confidence in his power, wisdom, and goodness. So we're learning that old song we used to sing at Cornerstone, Betty, learning to lean, I'm learning to lean. Remember?
Yes.
I'm learning to lean on Jesus, you know?
Yes.
Finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus. That's what this is about. You know, it's at learning through faith and patience you inherit the promises. Nan, talk to us. Through faith and patience.
I want to read that verse out of the translation I'm using. That ye will not be slothful, but followers of them through faith and patience inherit the promises.
I love it. Inherit.
I love inherit the promises.
I do too. I do too. That's the phrase that God spoke to me when I was waking up Saturday morning. Inherit the promises. Through faith and patience, you'll inherit the promises. So we've been having song after song on faith. We have been, so many of us are, I know the three of us are believing God for miracles in our lives, and we are having to be patient for those miracles to happen. And I've got to play this song by Ray Bolts, one of my friends and a great musical talent of our time. Here comes a miracle.
They followed him on dusty roads, wherever he would lead. Multitudes would gather as he healed each disease. With eyes of wonder, they would watch as he would stop to pray. And when he spoke the word of faith, you could hear them say, here comes a miracle, here comes a miracle. Still today, we follow him. We claim his word is true. And nothing is impossible. What he says, he'll do. And though this world may doubt us, and though they laugh and stare, someday all men will see the truth
when we see him in the air. Woo!
Praise God. God has a miracle in store for you in your situation. Yes. Yes. You can have that miracle that God has for you. Nan, I know God gave you something. I could see it through the glass, typing away on your computer. What did he say to you during that song?
He said, I will send you the miracle that you need. Trust me, little one. This is so true. You will look back on these days in life to see what I was done for you. Trust me that I'm sending the miracle. It is coming to you in a special way. So trust that I will help you, precious one. You will come to you will come. It will come on a given day. I will move in your life. You will see that truly I was in control of it all. So look to me with childlike faith. Look to me and upon my name always call. And you know, the sentence in there, but so look to me with childlike faith.
You know, our children trust us. Bradley, who's now 26, he still trusts me at the age of 26. But when he was a little guy, he knew that he could trust me. He knew that he could trust me with whatever. He knew that if I said something, I was going to do it for him. He knew that. And just as we as human adults and take care of our children do that, how much greater does our Heavenly Father provide to us what we need.
Amen.
You know, there's times in our lives we need a miracle.
Oh, yeah.
And he will provide that miracle. He will move in ways that we sit back and go, wow, look what you did. You really showed off that time. You know, and it's just, you know, I just want to encourage people that if they need miracle. Oh, in my journal, he led me to start doing this. And in my journal, I started in one of the actually, Matthew, but John was probably a good one to start. I started writing down in my journal every miracle that I read.
Wow.
I'd sat there with the word. I wrote it in red because the Bible said, but Jesus' words in red.
Yeah.
Wrote it in red. And I can look back on that and say, he did this, he did this,
yes,
he did this.
It's
real concise.
Praise God.
To be able to see it, not have to read the whole story, but you read it when you're writing it.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
And I would just encourage people to do that because that increased my faith.
Yes.
When I look back and say, wow, yeah, he healed the blind. He cast out demons. He did this,
yes,
he did that.
Yes.
All those things is we can reflect back and go, you know, you did that stuff then. You'll do that stuff now.
Doesn't it increase your faith? I've been doing that in a way, but with prayer requests over the last couple of years, putting them in my little journal and then checking them off when they happen. And it's just like one right after another. And when you said that example, I was thinking of baby Joel Chase, my little new grandson, and just how dependent he was and is on his parents and on me when I was there, and to take care of him, to, you know, to feed him, to diaper him, all those things. And we need to be that dependent on our Heavenly Father and realize that he has goodness in store for us. Goodness, goodness, goodness. This is what it's all about. Talk to us, Betty. Wow, what a powerful song that was, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I tell you, I think it's weepy time.
Weepy time?
It's weepy time. That song always gets most of Ray Bolt's songs just bring me to tears, period, because it brings reality into perspective of how God is a promise keeper. And he is so good about listening to us when we talk to him, but we have to talk to him in truth, and we have to be open with him. We have, just as it's like I'm talking to y'all now, is that that's how open we have to be with our Heavenly Father, is to tell him, you know, the problem. He already knows your problems, but talk to him about it.
Right.
Because I think once you release that, once you open that portal to him,
yes,
is that things become so much lighter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's just like, Lord, help me with the finances that I'm facing right now. I don't know how ends are going to meet. I don't know how I'm going to make it through to the next day. I need healing in my body, Lord. I mean, that's how, you don't have to be prophetic. You don't have to have words of a prophet. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Tell him, say, Lord, I need healing in my body.
Right.
I'm tired of being sick and tired. I'm
right.
sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Right.
That's how easy it is. And I think sometimes, Pastor and Nan, gosh, we make it so complicated.
Yes.
And that's why we don't ask, because, oh, God, you don't care about me. My problems are so trivial, considered to the lady that I read about on Facebook that is facing an obstacle of stage 4 cancer.
Yeah.
God cares about that person. He cares
right.
about you. There's no walls that are standing between you. There should be no walls standing between you and God when it comes to communication through prayer or through praising. Is he cares for each and every one of us the same. There is no distinction. There is no ethnic. There's nothing that stands between you and God. Is let him know how you feel. Let him know your heart.
Oh, amen.
Tell him about what's going on in your life. When you get up, you know, you've made this mention, Daddy God, what have you got for me today?
Right. I love it. I love doing that in the morning.
I love doing that every morning before
yeah.
my feet hit. Daddy God, what have you got?
Yeah, what are we doing today?
What are we going to do today, Dad? Abba, Father, whatever you call him.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Pop,
yeah.
Poppy, whatever you call him.
Right.
Talk to him. I encourage you today to talk to him like you've never talked to him
Amen.
Before.
Amen. Well, and going along with this, Hebrews 6:10-12, it's through faith and patience that we inherit the promises. So we've been talking about these precious promises now for 14 weeks here on the air and on our Wednesday night Bible study and on Facebook. We've been talking about appropriating the promises, and now we are coming to the conclusion of this series, and we are hit smack dab between the eyes with Hebrews 6:12. It's through faith and patience that you're going to inherit the promises. And I think one of the big problems that a lot of Christians face in this day and age is we are so used to the microwave culture of everything being instantaneous, being quick. We get quick answers. I know in real estate, I expect people to respond quickly to me when I ask to see a house with a realtor or whatever the case may be. I like quickness. I like to get it done, move it on, and go to the next issue going on during the day. And I think we are conditioned as humans to be that way in this culture where we want everything quick. God doesn't usually work like that. Nan, you want to comment? Faith and patience.
Faith and patience. I know some things he's promised me directly, and you know what those are. You're the only one who knows. And I'm trusting God, and I'm learning a lot about faith and patience during waiting. I mean, my faith has grown a lot by waiting. Just waiting, and then having patience while I'm waiting. Faith.
It's not easy, is it? I mean, there's a lot of times
easy.
Where we can get very discouraged, and we think we haven't heard from God. We think we've missed it. We think that we've done something to keep it from happening, right? And all of that comes under the title of condemnation, and Jesus says to us through Paul in Romans 8:1, there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. But sometimes we take that condemnation on ourselves, and we think we have done something that's holding up the miracle. And usually that's not the case.
We have to wait in his timing, you know, and his timing for me is not my timing.
You know? Not at all.
No. I'm just waiting with faith and patience.
Wait
and
it out. Yeah. They that wait upon the Lord
shall renew their strength.
Uh-huh. Shall renew their strength.
Yep.
And so often that's the waiting thing that we just don't want to do that. So we don't see that waiting strengthens us. Talk to us, Betty. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
The strength, that's right. Amen. And I think that we have, I hate to use this term, but I'm going to use it anyway, is we have microwave patients. Is that, you know, we can go put a bowl of soup in the microwave and just, you know, within 15 to 20 to 30 seconds, it's heated and it's ready to eat. Well, sometimes God doesn't do that. I'm going to reveal something that I think probably both of you already know, is that I have been waiting a long time for healing in my body in a certain area. And I think, okay, God, I've got a hold of it. You did it. And then I transgress back to
the symptoms.
same symptoms, yes.
Yeah.
And I think, okay, God, what have I done? I'll go back and I'll repent for things that I've done. I did 35, 40 years ago. And it's like, okay, God, maybe I didn't repent of that. Maybe I'm not worthy enough to receive that. Now, that's the condemnation that the devil throws.
That's what
me.
That is, Betty. That's what that
and,
is.
And it's like, no, that's, and he keeps saying, no, will you stop? And Betty Lou, he calls me Betty Lou. Betty Lou, stop doing that. That is not what doing. As I guess I just haven't, you know, listening to these 14 weeks of these promises, is that I've got to stay out in the wide open spaces so that
right.
I can hear him.
Okay.
So that I can.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Well, you're exactly right. And what I'm hearing is this. This scripture is vital to us accepting these promises. Hebrews 6:12. Okay. Now, I remember as a kid growing up with a mosquito or bug repellent, and I don't know if you two ever had it. We used it in Indiana before we went to Central America. It was called 612. It was the name of it, and it was a mosquito bug repellent. Okay. Hebrews 6:12 is a really good verse to repel the enemy because, Betty, to your point, he says here, through faith and patience, we inherit the promises. It does not say through faith, perfection, never making mistakes, never walking in unbelief or doubt or worry. It does not address any of that stuff that we so often think is holding up our miracle. Do you get that point? It says through faith and patience. Faith in what? Faith in the promise. Faith in God who is behind the promise, which is what this new series is all about. I'm going to give you this clue for starting 2 weeks from today. So many people, don't forget this concept. So many people know about God. Very few people know God. That is a clue for this new series. It's through faith in God, faith in Him, and patiently waiting that we inherit the promises. Talk to me, Nan.
Well, I'm looking forward to the new series. I've thoroughly enjoyed this one. And, you know, people, okay, let's take it human. People know of Nanette. Or Nan. They know of Nan. But then there are those people who know Nan.
Right, sure.
And there's a big difference in
sure.
that. There's
absolutely.
A big difference in that. And those that know me are close to me.
Sure.
And know about me. And
to know you is to love you, Nan.
To know me is to love me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Betty. But, I mean, that's just the way it is. Just the same way with God.
Mm-hmm.
And this new series is going to be really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I encourage people to tune in.
Absolutely. Betty talked to us about that through faith and patience, not through perfection, not through remembering, oh my gosh, did I forget to repent of that? I'm not making fun of you. You make a good point there, Betty, because a lot of people, I think, live in that state of perpetual anxiety about whether or not they forgot to ask God to forgive them for something.
Well, and that's where that if you're faced up, you are read up, and you are a warrior and you're standing in God's promises, is that you begin to visualize and see forefront your healing, your financial miracle, your relationship miracle. It's something that you have to stand and stand firm, believing that you'll be receiving what God has promised you.
Amen.
It's hard. This is the one area of my life that I struggle with. You know, both of you know my struggle in that area. And I continue to say, okay, God, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And he's going, whoa, I've already got it taken care of. It's already there. Maybe I won't see that. You may correct me if I'm wrong. I may not see that here on this earth. But when I get to heaven,
sure,
I'm a brand new creature.
Amen.
I'm made new. There's no pain. There's no agony. There's nothing. All I will see is Jesus' face. And when I struggle with this, when I struggle sometimes with condemnation, it's because I haven't prayed. I haven't listened to praise music. I've been set idly by letting, I guess maybe kind of feeling sorry for myself. But once I get faced up, once I get prayed up, once I get my praise on, once I reach the gates of heaven, once I talk to my Heavenly Father, that all goes away.
Amen.
I choose to not let that get me down anymore. And I was making a point where, yes, I do. I still struggle with it, but I'm learning to trust. I'm learning to lean
Amen.
On the everlasting arms. And if the listeners are listening out there, don't give up. Keep asking. Keep praising God for the miracle. Keep praising, just like Ray Bolt said, here comes a miracle.
Woo.
And I don't want people to give up. I don't want them to lose hope. I want them to get into a church who preaches the word of God, who stands firm with the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, that preaches the true meaning of God. And that's why I encourage people on September 10th, get to Beacon of Hope, get to where the meeting is going to be, because you will never be the same once you hear how the word of God is taught through this lady on the radio station today, Pastor Marcia McAllister.
Yes.
It's amazing. It's amazing, though. Is that, I mean, I stood under your ministry for, back in the day.
Yeah.
Met up maybe 10 years ago. Is that how far I've grown, how far I've come through the Word of God, through God's promises that you've taught, through Genesis, through Revelation. It's all there, people. It's all there for you.
And that's why we play this song, Press On by Selah. I think a really good one to finish this series. Press On. Praise God. Amen. He gives us that strength. Yes, he does. Oh, let's press on, dear one, whatever you're going through. Don't give up. Press on and get the miracles and answers to the promises that you have prayed. Nan, talk to us.
I'd like to read the poem he just gave.
Go ahead.
Press on when you face difficulties. Trust me, press on. You will make it, precious child. You're going to be strong. Press on with trust in me. You will see where I move for you. Press on in Jesus' name. You will definitely make it through. Mm. Press on. Things will be okay. I'm moving in your life.
Right.
You will be okay, my beloved child. You will make it through your strife. Press on. Keep focused upon me. Things will work out for you. You will see how I moved. Press on. That's what you need to do.
That's great. 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 Wow. Betty, talk to us.
Okay. Regain composure.
Okay. Okay.
I think that one of the things that God is trying to emphasize in this last show is how much he loves us.
Yes.
How much he cares for us.
Right.
And there comes a time when we have to give up on trying to do things on our own,
mm-hmm.
of trying to achieve something that maybe that's not what God wants for you. He has something better.
Right.
And if I may, before the end of the show, if I can get through this is what God said to me today through Jesus's calling.
Okay.
It says, trust me in the midst of a messy day.
Mm-hmm.
Your inner calm, your peace, in my presence, that's where we need to stay, people, is in his presence. Need not be shaken by what is going on around you. Though you live in this temporal world, your innermost being is rooted and grounded in eternity, which is Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
When you start to feel stressed, detach yourself from the disturbances around you. Instead of desperately striving to maintain order and control in your little world, relax and remember that circumstances cannot touch my peace. Seek my face, and I will share my mind with you, opening your eyes to see things from my perspective.
Amen.
Do not let your heart be troubled, and do not be afraid. The peace I give is sufficient for you, my child.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
And,
I love that book. That basically
says it all. I mean, that book is just... A must.
What day was that for today? Was that the devotional for today?
August 26th, yep.
August 26th, yesterday. Cool.
Or was it yesterday?
Yeah. Jesus Calling by Sarah Young. We love that devotional. Yep. If you don't have it, pick it up somewhere, Walmart somewhere. You can get it. Wow.
It's so important to stay in his presence. And there is so much available to us today to be able to do that, whether it's, you know, a Bible app, recorded words of God, you know, by so many wonderful people that can get you through the circumstances that you're in. And I just thank God every day that we do have that resource to be able to, you know, Joyce Myers and Graham Cook, all of those people that are so inspirational and help us through the struggles in our life.
Amen. Well, what we've been saying all through this show and all through this series is that God's word is full of precious promises. We've given you tons of them through the weeks. Precious promises to make your life better, to strengthen you spiritually, to heal your body, to relieve your anxiety and your stress. There's just all these promises. And today we've been talking about inheriting those promises through faith and patience. And that's Hebrews 6:12. I'm going to give you both a second here. We're running out of time. So, Nan, give us a final word, and then we'll go to you, Betty, and we got to get out of here in just a minute.
Final word, I just encourage people to read the promises, find the promises, read the promises, and trust God that he will do what he says he'll do, because he will.
Amen. And the easiest way to catch like these 26 or 28 promises we've given in this series is to go back on our Facebook posts. Go to my posts, Marcia McAllister, or Beacon of Hope Ministries, and catch these that you've missed. They're like 15, 16 minutes each. And it can really help you because we give you promises each week on those Facebook posts. Betty, last word here.
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth, just like you always do.
Oh, sorry about that.
is to reach out and listen to the Facebook posts.
Right.
And to get into God's Word. You know, get a Bible that is a yearly Bible that will give you like Proverbs, you know, some the Old Testament, New Testament, Psalms, and Proverbs. And I think it will help you to learn about God's promises because it takes you from Genesis to Revelation. And I just pray God's peace over everyone today and that God becomes stronger and truer in your walk with Him. And may God bless you all.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Betty. Thank you, Nan, for this great time together. And always know that it's not far to Jesus. That's our theme song. It has been for a real long time here on our show here, Living the Good Life. So God bless every one of you. This has been Pastor Marcia, Nan, and Betty bringing you the Word of God today on Living the Good Life. Catch us again next Sunday afternoon right at 3 o'clock Eastern. And for these shows, and go to our website, www.bohmglobal.com, to hear all the shows you've missed. Go to our Facebook posts on Facebook and catch those. And send your prayer requests in to our mighty prayer team who prays constantly, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Use that. And also our text number for any prayer requests, too, which is 727-888-4171. God bless you. Have a great week and know that His promises are there for you to walk in and to live in because He loves you so. We look forward to being right here on the air with you again next week and every week after that until Jesus comes. God bless you. Have a great week. See you soon. It's not far from you.